This is the Miracle
Love
Soul.
Talk Radio.
The Miracle Soul, and this is your host, Dr. Christian. The Miracle Soul gives you many kind of benefits in addition to the information that it provides for your better life, success in this life on earth, and success beyond, after you are gone. You will get, when you listen to this show, continuing education, university and college education programs, free, the program benefits in the points, the credits that you get by listening to this phone, they don't cost you anything, but you have to take a test to prove that you have taken the time to listen to this show. The show provides you information about the Bible and its benefits and how to have success in life. What is the Bible is something that most people do not know what the Bible actually is. But you will learn to know when you listen to this show, and you will learn many other principles how to bring a better life for you, for your family, and for your neighbors. For your neighbors also, because your neighbors are happier when you know how to treat them correctly. Now, today is the beginning part of the year, and we start, and it is the first show of this year, we start studying what the Bible really is. Why understand the Bible, what it is. The Bible is a religious classic, but it is a foreign book to many. One says, I cannot even understand the holy books or my own other religion, so how could I understand the Holy Bible? Well, you'll have the possibility of learning to understand the Bible when you follow this show. Many people around the world hold the Bible in high esteem, yet they may know little, if anything, about the Bible's contents. That is certainly true in millions and all millions living, no matter where you live, and even billions. Billions don't know anything or little or anything between about the Bible. Yet the Bible is the most published book in the world history. Then you might ask, why should I be interested in understanding the Bible? Unlocking the meaning of this sacred book can help you to do many good things in your life. Among other things, it will help you to find contentment and happiness. It will help you to deal with family problems. It will help you to cope with anxieties. It will improve your personal relationships. It will teach you and guide you to manage your money wisely. It will guide you in everything. It will give you healthier life and even a longer life. And most importantly, it will guide you how to have eternal happiness and eternal life in God's Word. Now, the Bible was dictated by God, and God used hundreds of people to write down the material what's in the Bible. How do we know God dictated the Bible? In our website, Global Church of God, which is www.gcg1.org.weebly.com. Weebly is W-E-E-B-L-Y, that's the web provider. The church Global Church of God, our church, is the first nationwide and worldwide online church with all biblical principles for everyone in the world who wants to learn them. As I mentioned, the Bible is the most published book in the world history and still is, and the distribution of Bibles is growing all the time around the world. Sooner or later, the Bible is available for everyone. Of course, there are other religions also that don't use the Bible. But among other things, the Muslim books, they actually come from the Bible. Yes, most people don't know that. They just change that and they have their own principles. But the basic text comes from the same place. There's another miracle also. Quran was dictated by God. And the founder of Muslim himself, Prophet Muhammad, didn't know even how to properly read or write. But he used, of course, secretaries, but still he could write down text that he didn't even know how to write. Now, we respect the Muslim belief, but it's not based on the Bible nowadays fully, but it originates from the same source, from the same Bible that was first dictated by God. So I already asked before, how do we know the Bible is dictated by God? We know for sure that it is not dictated by any human being, and we know for sure it must be dictated by someone. Then how do we know it's dictated by God? Now, it's very simple how we know. The Bible has throughout statements that no one as a human could not have known at that time. Predictions, facts, science facts that didn't even exist in the human knowledge in those days when it was written down, and all kinds of statements that any human and no human could ever know. No human could have predicted everything, what will happen in the future, exactly what year, who did what, and what happened there, and what happened here. But it's all there as an evidence in the Bible. Then there as an evidence that we can have the understanding that the human couldn't have dictated or made it up. But somebody who knew the secret of the universe must have that dictated it. Now, Bible says, one who knew everything, every secret of the universe and the world and all the coming events, that person is called God. Now, if all those events and all those predictions came to happen, and the Bible says all was dictated by God, why would that not logically be then true that it is really dictated by God? And God used humans to write them down and make them into a form of a book. It should be so easy to understand because it's dictated by somebody who is not human, because the humans could not have known what they wrote down, all those predictions and the science facts that didn't even exist in human knowledge at that time. All years for the future events, exactly this or that what happened and did happen. We have easy time to believe that then it must be true also, because those things happened the day they were written down. It must have then also been and is true that the dictator, not the dictator of correction, the dictation giver is God, as the Bible says. We have in our website 101 different examples about these events, about these facts that prove that it is dictated by someone than by a human being. Go to our website, in Successology website, and you find them at towards the end and study them. The website has some kind of technical problems because the provider messes up. I don't know why they mess up quite often. The web provider, Weebly, Weebly. You'll find them there. Now, your whole family might know about the Bible or might not. Especially if you live in a country where Bible is knowledge, is common knowledge that it exists, and Christianity is your normal way of belief, even though I don't necessarily know what it means and what to do, even though you might think that I am not a Christian, an active Christian, or I don't even go to church. Doesn't matter. I advise you to start doing what you hear in this show, because it will improve your life. It will give you everything. It can even make you into a multimillionaire and your whole family, and it gives you better health when you follow the instructions. Speaking about health, the Bible has it in half a page. Everything what we have to eat to stay healthy and live a long life. Everything what the modern human nutritional science has ever created and written in millions of pages is in the Bible in half a page. We'll talk about that later on. And that is a fact. When you do everything what I guide you to do, you will get the success in your life. When you do everything I guide you to do in this show, and ask your children to follow you, and teach your children to apply this information, your children will be successful in their life. Because anyone who follows the biblical guidance will be successful, will have a long life, and will be financially wealthy and successful in their marriage. Marriage is difficult, but it is easy and enjoyable when it's based on the biblical principles. Everything in life will be successful when you apply the biblical principles. This is a fact, funny statement. If you don't do these things or follow these things, you don't know by experience, but when you start doing, you will know by experience that every statement that I make is true. Now, how to handle this? You have to have a modern language Bible, because many Bibles and Bible translations might have old-fashioned language. We have to use the modern language that we speak today. If English is your language, go to our website and go and see what our website says, what language translation to use. Modern language, as long as it says modern, you can go to internet also and look there in the internet, put in a Google search, language translations, what should I use so that I have modern English. If something else is your first language than English, you have to buy a book for everyone in your family, the book, the Bible, that is based on the modern language. If you use the old fashioned language, we cannot understand what it means. So that's why it's important to use modern language. If English is not your first language, use both, your first language and the English language Bible. Then you can learn both. You can learn English at the same time. Now, the best way, if you are married and you have family and you have children, and even you wouldn't have children yet, but you will have, most likely, have a family meeting once a week and decide before at the beginning of the week, or for instance Sunday, whatever day is suitable for you, everyone can be there around. Somebody leads the family group in a rotation basis. That's how also your children will learn how to read the Bible and lead a group meeting. So you all study what you're going to study during that week, and then you discuss the material after 1 week in your family meeting. The best way to start studying the Bible is Proverbs, P-R-O-V-E-R-B, Proverbs, because it's very easy to understand and they're very practical advice. You will be surprised It's everything's there how to live, even in Proverbs alone. And it takes time. It takes 5 to 6 years to go through the Bible, but it is worth it. It's worth it. And if you go to the church, go to the church that follows the biblical Bible, the biblical text, and where the preachers and the people who work in the church follow the biblical principles. Do not go to a church where the people say, do this, but don't do what I'm doing. I'm sure you will recognize the difference. The family meeting is really strengthening your family happiness. It will strengthen your marriage and it will help you in every way. We cannot go through all the material what is meant to learn about these biblical things, we shall continue next time. But we'll go as much as we can. So many people around the world hold the Bible in high esteem, yet they may know little with anything about the Bible's contents. Now you have a chance of learning the contents, and that will be the best decision in your life. You will see. Believe me, trust me, I know it by my own experience. All this is true in millions living in Asia that they don't know about the Bible, but they have their own holy books. But it's also true many in lands where the Bible is widely circulated. However, you might ask, why should I be interested in understanding the Bible, unlocking the meaning of this sacred book can help you to do exactly what I just told you to do? Yes, you will be finding contentment and happiness. You will deal with family problems and conquer the difficulties. You will cope with anxieties and learn the solutions. You will improve personal relationships, and you will manage your money wisely and even become a millionaire if you so want to, because God will bless you and your children when you follow the biblical guidance. And please use the modern language Bible. I give you a couple of examples. For instance, old-fashioned language says 10 commandments. Fine. They were called commandments. But who wants to be commanded in this life? Actually, the modern way to say the same 10 commandments is 10 success laws. And how many people know what a sin means? S-I-N, sin. They just say sin, but nobody knows really what it means. And many churches, they don't teach what sin means. They say, you sinner, repent. Nobody knows what that means, what to do, how to repent, and what is sin. What am I sinning? Sinning means breaking these 10 success laws. That's what it means. Breaking 10 success laws. Or breaking some of those 10 success laws. So you first have to teach your children and you yourself, go through before you start studying the Proverbs, what the 10 commandments, so 10 success laws in the modern language are. Where do you find the 10 success laws? You find them in our website, but you can find them in a Google search. Look at the modern language Bible, send 10 success laws. When you look at the language translations in English, you'll see living modern language, or clear statements that it's modern. You see the statements, what is a modern language statement, a modern language English. But apply these 10 commandments. Teach them to yourself, teach them to your children, and start applying them daily. And help each other to apply them, help them to keep them. If you don't apply information or knowledge, nothing will happen. Applying the information is the key. I say again, for your own family happiness, for the best of your children, and for your success and happiness in life, start following this advice, what you learn from this show. Now, a few examples. Someone wondered what the Bible was all about and decided to read it for herself. And what was the result? She says, the Bible has helped me to find a purpose in life and hope for the future. And she said, and added, I no longer feel empty inside. another person decided to examine the Bible personally, and I was amazed, he says. The Bible contains practical information for everyone and for everything. Yes, it does. Especially when you start from the Proverbs, Proverb. It takes months and months to go through. But you will recognize, and you all will recognize, that it is clearly, clearly practical information how to succeed in life. But apply the information in your family. The Bible has profoundly affected the lives of millions of people. So start examining it for yourself and see how it can benefit you. And as I said, have a monthly, weekly family meeting studying these things. Later on, you can add from our sister organization, which is a science organization, a science information website, very huge, and it's called, our website is called, an organization called Save the American Family, but it actually means save any family in the world. But more about that later. You can find that www.staf1.org.vb.com. Now, more about the Bible. Today, we can have, we still have some time, and we continue next time that we see. But some principles, facts about the Bible. The Bible is a collection of 66 sacred books. Number two, the contents of the Bible include history, laws, prophecy, poetry, proverbs, songs, and letters. Three, the writing of the Bible has become in 1513 BCE, before Christ, and completed in about 98 CE, a span of over 1600 years. So, number four, some 40 men wrote the Bible under inspiration from God, but there are also women who have written the Bible. The Bible is at the book to be understood and to apply the information. By all measures, the Bible is a very old book. How old is it? The writing of the Bible began in the Middle East some 3,500 years ago. By comparison, that was during the time of the mighty Shang dynasty in China and about 10 centuries before Buddhism started in India. Speaking about the religion and a different religion, Christianity is the only religion where the founder has claimed before even she was or he was born that he will be killed and will be coming back to life, to heaven after that. And based on historians, all these things have happened. Jesus experienced all those things. And historians prove it. The human historians. That's the only religion where the founder, Jesus Christ, has done all those things. No other religion states those kinds of facts. Because they cannot state those kinds of facts. If a book is to be a helpful and beneficial guide to people, it must be understandable and relevant to them. The Bible is such a book. It is. It's full of knowledge that is practical and usable for everyday use. It offers satisfying answers to life's most important questions. For example, have you ever wondered, why are we here? That question has baffled man for thousands of years, and it still does. Yet the answer can be found in the first two chapters of the first book of the Bible, Genesis. If you want to read that before you study the Proverbs, you can do that. The answer, why we're here, can be found in the first two chapters of the first book of the Bible, Genesis. There the Bible account reaches back to the beginning, billions of years ago, when your physical universe, including the galaxies, the stars, and the Earth, came into existence. This is in Genesis 1:1. Then it's described, the Bible describes in progressive stages how the earth came to habitable, how various life forms came into existence, and how humans appeared on the scene, as well as the purpose of it all. By the way, the Bible tells the humans and their life and the humans came in the world, in this earth, exactly in the same order as the Darwinism has found as a human science. There is no differences. It's just hard to understand the difference. The world was not created in 7 days. The days are only, the days are symbolic words, mean, the Bible doesn't state that in seven days. No. They are different time frames, different parts of the process. That first was this part, and that happened. Then was this part. So there are 7 different parts. The parts can be billions of years long. That's the fact. People are misunderstanding because this, many people have misled them to misunderstand. If this line cuts off because it's certain minutes available only, we got to continue from this same spot next time, because the time is being soon over. So the Bible describes in progressive stages how the earth came to habitable, how various life forms came into existence, and how humans appeared on the scene, as well as the purpose of it all. Please understand, don't think it was done in 1 week or 7 days. I say it again, because it's important to understand it's exactly the same order as Darwin found out as a human being. So God uses humans, human sciences, to reveal us information. That's still happening. Bible was written to be understood. The Bible gives practical counsel to help us solve everyday problems. That counsel is easy to understand, and this is so in two aspects. First, the Bible language is clear, direct, and appealing. Rather than using many expressions that are abstract or mystical, the biblical text uses words that are concrete or that relate to our senses, and difficult ideas are expressed by words that are common to our daily experience. For example, Jesus used many simple illustrations based on the people's daily experience in order to teach lessons that touch their heart. Many of these are found in what is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount, which is recorded in chapters 5 to 7 of the Bible book of Matthew. You can study that also, maybe, before you start studying the whole proverb and then the whole Bible. As an example, the Sermon on the Mount, study that with the family, which is recorded in chapters 5 to 7 of the Bible book of Matthew. Calling it a practical discourse, one commentator observed that its aim is not to fill our heads with ideas, but to guide and regulate our practice. You can read those chapters in perhaps 15 to 20 minutes, but you will be amazed to find how simple yet powerful Jesus' words are. Another factor that makes the Bible easy to understand is its subject matter. It is not a book of mythology or fables. Rather, for the most part, it is the World Book Encyclopedia, as the World Book of Encyclopedia puts it, about both great and ordinary people and their struggles, hopes, failures, and triumphs. It is easy for us to relate to the accounts of real people and events and to understand the vital lessons contained therein. That is said in Romans 15:4. Start doing that. The time for this show, 30 minutes, is over any minute, every second. And if this cuts off in the middle sentence, we continue next time. Available to all, the Bible is. For you to understand a book, it must be in a language that you know, as I mentioned, and must be in a modern language. I mentioned that too. Today it is likely that the Bible is available in a language you can understand, no matter where you live or what your nationality is, because the Bible is the most published book in the world history. Consider what is involved in making that amazing feat possible. Translation. The Bible was originally written in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. That naturally limited the scope of its readership. In order to make the text available in other languages, tireless efforts have been made, by sincere translators. Thanks to their labors, the Bible is now translated in whole or in part in about 2,700 languages. This means that over 90% of mankind can read at least some part of the Bible in their mother tongue. Publishing. The original text of the Bible was written on perishable materials, such as leather and papyrus. To pass on the message, those writings had to be carefully copied and recopied by hand. Such copies were expensive, and few people could afford them. But with the invention of Gutenberg's printing press over 550 years ago, meaning in about 1600s, the circulation of the Bible greatly accelerated. According to one estimate, more than 5 billion copies of the Bible in whole or in part have been distributed nowadays around the world. No other religious text can compare with the biblical guidance and biblical happening in these respects. Clearly, the Bible is a book to be understood, doing what I have been guiding you to do with your whole family. And you will be surprised what will happen. You have to study and study the Bible in order to know what it is. And then you have to apply the information in order to know what the benefit will be. And I guarantee to you that it will be your best thing in your life. I know it by own experience. I was there also in the past when I didn't know the Bible. But I learned. And I will apply the Bible. And it's the best thing in my life. And it will be the best thing in your life. This is the Miracle Show, and this is your host, Dr. Christian. And until next time, we continue the Bible process and learning what to do with the Bible. And because this is the first show, this year, we took this up, starting this year also, what the Bible is. And even if you would know these things already, it certainly will be helpful to hear them again, the facts. Until next time, in Jesus' name and God's help and guidance, this is the show, the Miracle Show, and your host, Dr. Christian.